Hitler's anti-Semitism differed from the sentiments of some socialists, but certainly not all, and perhaps not even the majority at the time. But he wasn't just racist against Jews, as history illustrates so well, and the worst extremes in his sentiments were not manifested until after the beginning of World War II. Nor by any means were the Nazis alone in their anti-Semitism, which is an important issue even today in Western European and American nations, especially within some ethnic and religious communities, but also within the general populations. Ironically, as a separate theme that will not be covered in this film, anti-Semitism was and is also rife in communism, a political belief system with considerable Jewish input. Even before the start of the war, based on their own long experience with class, ethnic, and political groups, the communists taught the Nazis how to build and operate concentration camps. During the war, Jews who had escaped eastward from Nazi-controlled territories were rounded up by the Soviets. The Soviets shipped the Jewish families back to the Nazis, knowing full well the fate that awaited them. Some authors believe that just before his death, Stalin was well underway with a major initiative to eliminate Jews in the Soviet Union. Apart from anti-Semitism, Hitler held strong opinions on a number of other issues. According to William Shire, in the early days of Hitler's adulthood and with his involvement in the German Workers' Party, Hitler already clearly stated his intentions, including hatred for the Versailles Treaty imposed in 1923 and resentment against the Allied powers who imposed it. He wanted to break, but not occupy, the French. Lebensraum was Hitler's intent to take chunks of Russia and her vassal border states to provide the needed land for a growing German population. Hitler had a dislike for democracy and a strong preference for a Hitler-led dictatorship. There is plenty of basis for hating Hitler, and perhaps it's natural to cast everything about the man in dark and derogatory terms. But Western intellectuals have let this cloud their judgment beyond reason. Why is it that historical comments are twisted to the opposite of an obvious reality concerning the many outstanding and brilliant talents of Hitler? Why are Western intellectuals so lost in ad hominem thinking that they allow their hatred of the man, even though well-deserved, to dishonestly describe who and what he was? Why does Hitler always take the blame for what others drove him to, or for which they were also guilty? The point here is not that Hitler wasn't violent and egotistical, but that we have to be honest. As just one example, it is clear that he was physically and mentally tough and courageous soldier who was not afraid to jump into extreme danger nor to use a gun, notwithstanding foolish comments regarding his flight from the beer hall push debacle. Hitler was also a brilliant man, a trait that he exhibited across a wide range of subjects.